We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Friday night, the season opener, and the Yellow Jackets are at home to take on St. Mary's University. I'm John Garvin. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And first things first, how was the offseason for you, Coach?
It was long, but it was relaxing, which was very nice. Got a nice little family vacation in. First time we've done that in a long time. So that part was good, but yeah, excited to be back and looking forward to seeing what we have here tonight.
I know at the junior level, that runs into the month of May, and that means recruiting really doesn't wrap up until June usually, but you were wrapped up with yours earlier than normal, which probably took a little bit of pressure off you in June and July as well, didn't it?
Yeah, it was good. The guys that we were able to target, we basically got, and they were on point. They got all their stuff in, so it was good. Once we hit a certain number, we didn't want to really go any further in the recruiting process there with other guys, and it was nice because then it gave us time to get certain logistical things done for those guys to make the transition as easy as possible for them.
Let's talk a little bit about some of these new guys, because 10 guys on the roster that are brand spanking new this year, and half of them are going to be on the blue line, so a pretty clear indication that you were looking to build from the back end out.
Yeah, we had to, obviously, Oscar did a really good job in net. Like, we'll just even start from the net out, right? So Oscar did a really good job in net, but we brought in two freshmen, and Miles Hector and Nick Althus. So two big guys, right? Oscar's not exactly a Ben Bishop type. So we were able to get two bigger goalies in there. Miles is a good goalie. You know, Nick was a good goalie in the OJ, and, so I think that increases competition in net. And then on the back end, we went out and, we had to rebuild. I mean, we really didn't have a whole lot of D coming back. And that was definitely an area of weakness for us last year. And then we took injuries and, everyone knows the song and dance, right? So went out and got a D1 transfer from Lawson McDonald. So, he played with a couple of our guys from the Manitoba League up in Winkler. So that, I think he's going to be just fine. Then we went out and got four-year guys. And, Sam Stearns on the left side, he's a very steady, good puck moving, left shot D out of Springfield. We got John Pace. He's, he's got a really good shot, played out in the OJ as well too. We got Charles Martin from Notre Dame in the Sask League, and Austin Friesen in Johnstown. So, yeah, we ended up bringing in 5D. We needed it, and we're happy to have them.
You made reference to Oscar being 5'8", not the Ben Bishop type. And up front, you got a guy who goes at 5'8 as well, one of the rookies coming in, Dylan Johnson. Kind of highly touted was Dansman with D1 schools well into the summer. That's a pretty good get for you, isn't it?
Yeah, DJ's a really good player. He can skate. He's smart. He's got a pretty high hockey IQ. But it'll be a challenge for him too. I mean, a lot of people don't really understand how good Division III really is, and a lot of these freshmen will go through some growing pains, and some games will be better than others, and other games will be like, you thought you were a big shot, huh? So everyone gets a dose of reality at some point, and DJ's a good player. We're happy to have him. He's shown some tremendous skill over the course of our preseason. Ty Profit, and he's a big body. He's a guy that probably truly, a lot of guys that I've talked to that have been around the game for a long time have said probably the best compliment a kid could get is that, that's a jacket hockey player. So hopefully he stays out of the box, because the game's changed a little bit since your time, Garbs. But, he'll be fine. And then, Connor McLean, I mean, he's a super skilled kid. He's got a great story. He's going to be a big-time player for us too.
I'm glad you talked about penalties. That's a great segue. You have a couple of exhibition games under your belt, and I know you learned some things about your team, some you loved, some you hated, but at the same time, it's hard to get a read on those exhibitions because there were a lot of penalties called in those two, weren't there?
Yeah, it's one of the things we tell the guys, that, like, this is the way the game's going to be called, right? So it's better to have it done then than not, And then we can, I think it was a good it's a good learning tool for us. It allowed us to get a little bit of conditioning in too to get the point across. And I think it was definitely beneficial, but it's definitely different coming from juniors to college, the way the game's called and everything else. So there'll be some learning curves too for us, I'm sure, tonight as well.
Look at the roster now. You're in your fourth year here. Every guy on the roster now has been brought in by you. And definitely, I think the best roster you fielded in four seasons, the most depth you've had in four seasons. How excited are you to have this group on the ice in game action finally?
Yeah, I am, and we've had some really good players in the past. I mean, I look at what some of the guys have been doing, and Tone, who's our captain, and that's for Anton. Tone's playing in Alvansen over in Sweden right now, and he's second on his team in points. And we've had some really good players. Eric Shan went and played pro, and all that. So we've had good players. I'm excited for this group naturally. We miss Litch. Litchke was a great guy for our team, and it's a new chapter now, and hopefully the guys, we're still young. We got 20 freshmen and sophomores throughout our team. So, we have some inexperience, but I think it's good. And, we've been able to land a couple of transfers, I think, to help boost up the upperclassmen a little bit. And, I really am excited. The guys have worked hard. It's been a really fun preseason. And I'm excited to see, see them take the test. It's a test tonight. It's going to be a good matchup against St. Mary's. And, I'm looking forward to seeing who passes.
I don't care who you are, what level you're playing at and whatnot, when you've had a long break like your guys have, whether it's returning from last year, whereas the new guys who are used to having 10 games in junior in under their belts already or more, they're going to be a little bit excited, I would imagine. They're going to be ramped up a little bit. How do you kind of try to pull that back just a little bit so they don't go crazy and use every ounce of energy they have in the first 10 minutes?
I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. In a way, you embrace it, and in a way, you try and talk to them about keeping it shift to shift and going about your business in a process and in a business-like manner. At the end of the day, no matter what I say, if they're really that excited, they're going to be that excited, right? They're not going to calm down for that. So you just kind of, you talk, when they get off the shifts, you might remind them a little bit. We have some extra help this year in Nick Jones, and Jonesy's going to flip the D now, and Hot Rod's going to do the forwards, and it'll allow me a chance to kind of coach a little bit more, watch the game and talk to guys and all that stuff. So I think that's maybe something you can kind of address on the bench if you need to, but in a way, just embrace it. I mean, this is for a lot of these guys, this is their first college hockey game, right? So enjoy that. And for seniors, this is your last home opener. Enjoy it, enjoy the moment, be in it, embrace it, and just do your job.
You're excited, they're excited, I'm excited, everybody's excited, coach. Let's have some fun tonight.
Here we go, guys.